This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Staying with inequalities here, we've been following the news from the U.S. Census Bureau that typical, that is, median household income has just increased for the first time in years. But going deeper, the news is more mixed. While poverty rates fell for Black and Latino households, incomes rose more slowly. And a new study shows that right now, African American men make 22% less than their white peers. African American women make 34% less. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
The study is from the Economic Policy Institute. It looks at wages from 1979 to 2015 and reaches some surprising conclusions, says Valerie Wilson, who co-authored the study. She says among African Americans,
college graduates actually saw their gap widen more than any other educational group over this period of time.
Wilson says there just aren't that many African Americans in the top 1% of earners, where wage growth is fastest. Wilson says young African American women in particular lost ground since the recession because fewer went to college. They couldn't afford it. And there's another reason they fell behind. Margaret Sims of the Urban Institute says some jobs that don't require degrees are disappearing.
Fewer and fewer of the support jobs are available as people become their own secretaries and their own phone answerers.
Older African-American men are also struggling. The study says many joined the workforce during the recession of the 1980s at lower starting salaries that left them permanently behind. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.